Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Several agricultural organizations hold their annual meetings at this time of year. Kent Lawrence, director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, attended the Wheat Foods Council meeting in Austin, Texas recently. He joins us by phone. Kent, what were some of the things you learned about at the meeting?
This year that was a main interest is the contest they are supporting for chefs around the whole country, and they are going to bring in 23 chefs and have a baking contest and crown the best chef in the country, and that's going to be happening in March in Napa. And we're looking now for any chefs around the area that would like to participate in that.
So how does one go about entering? Do they need to contact you?
Yes, and we'll give them the contact to the Wheat Foods Council, and they will get them entered. Till they reach their limit, they can only take 23, I believe it is.
Kent, what was another interesting aspect at the meeting?
The Wheat Foods Council is mainly trying to educate people on the use of wheat foods. And, of course, it's been under attack, mainly from carbohydrates. The idea is carbohydrates in the diet is not good. Well, the fact being is that carbohydrates are still very important in a diet, especially for someone who is really active.
So how is the Wheat Council going about getting the information out there?
Private trainers are the ones that they are targeting for education now, because 10% of the trainers actually have any idea how important carbohydrates are in the diet. In their survey, they found that dietitians, 90% of them, of course, all are new how important carbohydrates are, but even doctors, only 50% of them understood this. So they are targeting trainers to try to train them how important that these carbohydrates are in a diet.
We've been talking with Kent Lawrence, director of the Nebraska Wheat Board and representative of Region 4. I'm Trabella Guzman with the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.